Good morning. This is Morning Edition. It's 8:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News in Philadelphia. Susan Bunting has been a steady force in forging alliances as Delaware's education secretary, but is leaving the post in December after a five-year run. WHYY's Chris Barish takes a look back at her tenure during the most unprecedented of times.
First, there were multi-million-dollar budget cuts and teacher layoffs. Then there was a struggle to improve student performance in Wilmington schools. For the last 20 months, it's been the pandemic. Schools were suddenly shut in March 2020, then opened for hybrid or virtual-only learning last year. Now they're fully open. Bunting's office has led the way in getting 16,000 educators and staff vaccinated.
I don't want to use the term we roll with the punches, but we do. I guess we're the masters of adjustment. We're used to unusual things, and we have to rise to the occasions. We just did it. It's what educators do.
During her stint, the state has put tens of millions of dollars in additional funding toward educating students in Wilmington schools with subpar performance. Many kids are from low-income Black or Latino families.
The Wilmington part of the equation is one that we have always been concerned about. This money must be invested in furthering the academic success.
Attenrea Lane of the educational nonprofit Teen Sharp gives Bunting kudos for being accessible and working with competing factions on challenges in Wilmington and across the state.
They've put a lot of resources there, and many are grateful for additional resources. So I think there's a lot of positives when she looks back at her legacy.
Stephanie Ingram heads the teachers union. She didn't always see eye to eye with Bunting, especially on how to evaluate teachers during the pandemic.
We never had the chance to agree 100% on everything, but the thing I do appreciate about Secretary Bunting was that she listened with an educator's heart, and she heard what I had to say, and she knew where I was coming from.
The bottom line for Bunting, a grandmother of five, is making an impact on kids. Here's her parting advice to educators.
We have to be passionate about realizing that we are touching students' lives, and that's our purpose in this world.
Ex-Brandywine District Chief Mark Holodick has been nominated to replace Bunting. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.